It's just not fair. A few weeks ago, I was with a group of friends, and we were just kind of enjoying each other's company. And one of the people in the group received a phone call, a very difficult and sad phone call. She received a phone call informing her that one of her colleagues from work had died. And her friend was very shook up by this. She was very sad. Her colleague and friend had just been diagnosed 3-4 weeks earlier with a very aggressive and advanced form of cancer. And as she wept in front of us, she kept saying over and over again, "It's just not fair. It's just not fair." Those of us who've lost loved ones before, especially suddenly or kind of unexpectedly, I think know what that feeling is like and have said similar things. It just shouldn't be this way. And did you notice in today's second reading that St. Paul did not shy away from that human experience at all as he talked about the sting of death? So I invite you to reflect with me this morning on three lessons about how we face death as Christian people. The first lesson is that grief is the proper human reaction to death. And that grief teaches us something very important about the way God created us. God created us to desire relationships that go beyond the superficial, that go beyond the temporary, friendships that live on into the future. We desire relationships of love that live on forever. When we have a deep relationship with someone, a relationship of love, we want that person to be part of our life forever. We aren't satisfied with just a couple months or a couple years with this person, but we want them always with us. We want that relationship to continue. That's part of what love is and what love does. We give someone a place in our heart. And so when they die, that place is filled with emptiness and pain and anger and sadness and confusion as our life is changed seemingly forever. There's a sting we feel, a pain we feel with death. This imagery of death bringing about a sting in our life is not original to St. Paul. It comes from the prophet Hosea. St. Paul's borrowing it. Hosea talks about the sting of a scorpion, bring about debilitating, throbbing pain in the one struck by it. Just as when death enters into our lives and our families and our friendships, we too feel that debilitating, throbbing pain in our soul. It's meant to remind us that God desired us, He created us to have friendships that live forever. And as St. Paul told us today, the reason death entered the world is because of sin. It's because of the work of the evil one. It really shouldn't be this way. My friend was right. This isn't fair. It's not the way God had wired us to live human life. The reason death is so painful is because it's the work of evil in our midst. A second lesson from our second reading today is that there will be a day, though, when the sting of death will be no more. When the sting of death that we experience in our hearts and our lives here on earth will be no more. St. Paul said there will be a day when death will be swallowed up in victory. And we'll even be able to kind of brag and taunt the evil one and say, "Oh death, where is your victory? Oh death, where is your sting?" But thanks be to God, who in Christ Jesus has given us the victory. There'll become a day when this separation we feel, this painful separation we feel at the time of the death of a loved one, when that's going to be overcome. When thanks to what Jesus has done for us in dying and rising from the dead, these friendships will be able to live on forever into eternity. The closeness and the love we've experienced and shared here in this life will be renewed. And we'll be able to experience a great reunion in heaven. We'll be able to celebrate this victory and the fact that these relationships will never be touched by death again. But we'll be able to share in each other's presence and enjoy each other's love and life forever with God in heaven. When I was living in Rome, I would often go visit the catacombs, those early Christian cemeteries. And the slabs of marble that covered those tombs were covered with lots of different artwork that were done by the early Christians. And oftentimes that artwork that was carved in those tombstones were symbols of victory. Palm branches, floral wreaths, which back in those days were like our equivalent to sports trophies. So think when you win the Super Bowl, you get a big trophy you hold up in the air. Well, when you won a military battle or you won a sports victory, you would get palm branches and everyone would be waving them and cheering, or they would be given a wreath to show that they had won, that they had defeated their enemy. And the Christians used these images not because they were bored and just needed some artwork to do, but because it was an expression of their faith. It was an expression of when they went to these tombs and their eyes were filled with tears, they knew that there was a victory they had to look forward to, that Jesus had won the victory over death, so there would be a time when they'd be able to celebrate, when they would be able to celebrate the presence of their loved ones reunited in heaven, in God's presence. A third lesson from today's second reading is the importance of entrusting our lives now to God's care. Death is the great equalizer. In the end, it doesn't matter how many vitamins we take, doesn't matter how much money we spend to make our appearance more youthful, doesn't matter how much positive thinking we do, eventually, in the end, death is where we're all headed towards. And the only one who can carry us from death to new life, to transform our death into resurrection, is Jesus Christ. That's what St. Paul is trying to tell us today. That in the end, our relationship with Him is what matters most. He's the one who can transform this dreadful, painful, horrible, stinging pain into something that leads actually to joy and to life and to celebration. So it's important that we entrust our lives to Him now, here, today. And what St. Paul is trying to help the people of Corinth understand is that this relationship with God and Jesus' victory, His resurrection, is not just about the end of our lives, though. It'll have an effect on us and the way we live between now and the time our life on earth here is ended. See, the people of Corinth weren't really getting along when St. Paul wrote to them. There was a lot of disunity. There was envy. There was jealousy. There was all kinds of conflict going on. And what he's trying to help them understand is that Jesus' power, His love working in their lives, could transform their relationships. Because sin and death were already wreaking havoc on their community. In fact, because they were giving in to superficial judgment, because they were showing animosity and envy and jealousy towards others, that separation that's supposed to happen at death was already taking place between members of their community. Because of the hatred and the bitterness and the rage they had between each other and their relationships, they were already separating each other and feeling the sting of death long before anyone had actually died. And so he's encouraging them to entrust their lives to Jesus, so that He can purify their hearts of that hatred and that jealousy, those superficial judgments and misunderstandings that were leading to superficial relationships, temporary relationships, relationships that would end in the sting and pain of death and sadness. St. Paul's encouraging them to fill their hearts instead with the love of Jesus, the love that lives on forever into eternity. So here and now and today, God could already start connecting people in bonds of love that would last through death and carry on into the life of God in heaven. St. Paul's words are inviting us to entrust our lives to God, to allow His love to transform our hearts so that we'll give up on our pursuit of superficial forms of love and friendship and instead allow our relationships to be rooted in the love of Christ that lives on forever into eternity. In the end, for St. Paul, death is a pathway to new life. And so the resurrection is not just a myth. It's not just a nice fairy tale, a nice story. It's the hinge on which the entire Christian life is standing. Because if the resurrection of the dead didn't happen, if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then we're just bound for misery. Our life here will be miserable. One tragedy after another. One painful death after another. But if the resurrection is true, then while we will experience death after one death after another, we will experience one pain after another, we'll be able to experience those with hope and confidence in the future. We'll be able to experience those moments when our faith is deepened, when our experience of the resurrection is renewed, and at a time in which we're reminded of what our true priorities should be, and how we should allow the eternal love of Jesus to have root in our lives already today. Because in heaven, one day, we'll be able to celebrate like we've never celebrated before. One day in heaven, we'll be able to say with St. Paul, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, where, death, is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? But thanks be to God, who in Christ Jesus has given us the victory.